Welcome to Take a Wander with Shebs, a travel podcast to highlight topics and talk in depth about how travel can have meaning in your life through the experiences you gain from exploring the world. How is this podcast different to other travel podcasts? The show's discussion points will talk about more than just destinations people can travel to, their favorite place or food, or how to travel hack. I'll dig deep into why and what that individual may have learned from a destination or what impact an event or occasion has had on their life during their travels. No topics are off limits. The podcast will aim to create suspense for listeners and leave you inspired to travel, learn, and be a better person overall. On this edition of the podcast, I'm going to be discussing Porto with a representative from Visit Porto and Northern Portugal Tourism Board, Cardia Barbosa, and we're going to be discussing the benefits of visiting the city in 2024. The next episode will be about Northern Portugal itself and why you should visit there. Before we go into the discussion, here's how you can support the channel. You can support the channel by heading over to www.shebsthewanderer.com. You'll be able to see the store tab, which you can hover over to and click. You can then buy various items from t-shirts, jumpers, hoodies, even water bottles and phone cases. If you have any questions, you can send me a message through the contact tab. Now that's out the way, let's take a look into why you should visit Porto. We now welcome a representative from Visit Porto and Northern Portugal, and she's going to be discussing with us why people should book their trips to Porto and Northern Portugal. And we've got Cátia Barbosa. Welcome, Cátia, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have you on board today. I just want to let the audience know who you are and why you actually work for the organization and why what it means to you as well.
Porto, north of Portugal, is the best region in the world. So, it's a pleasure to be able to promote it internationally. And that's it. I think it's really the best region in the world. So,
and have you grown up in the area over your lifetime?
Yes. I was born in Porto and I live in Porto. So,
yeah. So you, there's no better person to represent Porto and Northern Portugal than yourself. Yeah. Well, yeah. some of the discussion points that we're going to have are some specifics on why people should visit, and whether it's for families, whether it's for couples, whether it's if you can travel there solo, whether it's you're going there as a group of friends. So Porto is obviously well known. We know the football club there. They've done fantastically well, and that's put Porto on the map. But Portugal as a whole, myself, when I visited Lisbon and didn't necessarily think about going to Porto itself. But what is it specifically about Porto that people should think about for 2024 and going forward?
So Porto and the whole region, it's a really small region. We have a lot, but in a really small region, and it's quite easy to travel to Porto, but then to do just a city break in the city if you just want to stay here. But if you want to stay, or if you are able to stay a bit longer, you can easily do a surf lesson, you can go to the mountains, you can go to the wine tastings and the vineyards. So you can do a lot in a really small area, and I think that's the best, because you can easily be in Porto, which is the second city of Portugal, to go to the world-class museums, for instance.
And at this moment, when people visit Porto for now, mm-hmm. do they come on city breaks? Do they come for long holidays? Or what's the catch that people look for mm-hmm. these days?
Yeah, I think we have both kinds of people. We have people just coming for a city break, or we have the harvest season starting, and that's in the Douro Valley, so, or in the Vinho Verde area. So people are going not only to Porto, but they, once they are here, they want to join the vineyards, the harvest season, and they head to the vineyards. So it's really, and for instance, if it's a second visit, they usually go outside Porto. So you have both options.
What type of demographics do you have coming? Are they coming from mostly Europe, America?
Actually, our first market, let's say, it's Spain, because it's the country next to us, then France, and then the United States. So It's quite interesting. These numbers are quite interesting. Then you have people coming from Germany, Brazil. Also, it's our fifth market. And on number six, we have the United Kingdom. So these are our top six markets. But Spain, of course, because Spain it's right next to us.
How easy is it to navigate yourself, travel around? Is it a small city? Is it a big city? Transportation? What's that like?
Porto itself, the city center, it's really everything. It's on a walking distance. It's quite easy to walk around the city center. Even if you want to go to the wine cellars that are on the other side of the city of Porto, you just cross a bridge walking, Luís First Bridge, and you are at wine cellar. It's quite easy. But then if you want to go a bit outside the city center, if you want to head to the beach, because Porto, in the city center, we have the river. But if you go 5 kilometers out, you are at the ocean, so it's not that far. And on that area, there are also some museums and some beautiful places to visit. It's possible just to rent a bike, to cycle along the coast, which is beautiful, or we have a good transportation system, the metro, the bus, the train, so it's really easy to travel inside the city.
Some specifics you'd say about the city centre, so the city of Porto, that people might be hooked. And you mentioned some winery, you mentioned some the cuisine, museums. What would you say is a standing thing that people should visit for? And also the other thing as well is time of the year that people will enjoy it the most as well.
I think it depends on your goal, of course. But we say that the happiest time of the year in the city of Porto, it's in June. On the 23rd to the 24th of June, because these are the St. John's festivities. So it's summer is starting, summertime is starting, the weather is great, the days are bigger. And on that night, that specific night, everyone goes out to the streets and we just party. And it's a really good time of the year to gather with locals. And it's really nice because the summer is starting. And I would say that that's the best time of the year to come to Porto. But if you want to try the best wines in the world, which are the port wines, you can do it in Porto. And then you can combine it with a great cuisine. Not only we have Michelin star restaurants, we have some Michelin star restaurants in the city. Some restaurants, they have 2 Michelin stars, so they are quite good, but also many traditional places, some typical restaurants, the seafood and the fish, it's great because, as I mentioned, we are at the ocean front. So it's very easy to have great meals if you are looking for some fine dining experiences. You can find it, but if you are looking for some traditional food, like the typical dish from Porto, it's francesinha, which is like a sandwich. Maybe you heard about it. It's like a sandwich with some sausage, some smoked meat, some cheese, and the spicy sauce, or fish. So you can find it all. And then if you are interested in culture, so we have many museums. We have 2 Pritzker Prize architects, so we have their buildings here. So there's a lot.
The cuisine and the winery sounds exemplary, mm-hmm. and I'm sure people will just come to Porto for the sake of those. And it sounds like you've got some of the best in the world, but the culture side of it, so you've got the museums to go to, and I'm assuming as well, but you can sort of relax and get a vibe of the city, and people are, I'm assuming, are also very friendly and very welcoming. Yeah. As well to the city.
Actually, we say that hospitality is on our hearts because it's very unique, the way we receive people, and we are still at this day very glad and very happy to have people here visiting us and enjoying our country and our region as much as we do. So that's very important. And when it comes to culture, so the city center of Porto, it's a world heritage. It's a world heritage area since 1996. And there we have not only museums, but some really beautiful monuments. We have one of the most beautiful train stations in the world. We have the Lello bookshop, which is a world-class bookshop. But in the region, we also have other world heritage sites because Portugal was born in the north, so we are the oldest area in the country, and we are one of the oldest countries in the world. So we have the biggest number of World Heritage sites in the country. But also we have the traditions. We have immaterial World Heritage. So when it comes to culture, we have a lot to offer, and it's easy to stay for several days in Porto, in the north of Portugal, enjoying and feeling the culture of this country.
For people traveling to Porto, one of the things that they might look into would be whether it's going to be packed with tourists, whether it's going to be space to move around, whether restaurants are going to be booked. Well, what's it like during the peak period in terms of numbers, and will people have a comfortable journey into the city?
I can't say that Porto is crowded, or even in peak season, I don't think that's a problem. Because though the city is small, we have many things to offer. So and it's easy to walk a lot, so you won't be stuck in traffic to go from point A to point B. So I don't think that's, at least not for now, I don't think that's a problem.
Which is good to hear. So over tourism is not a problem, and the city,
no.
can definitely prosper from it, because then people traveling in. So if I came across to Porto, I'd be able to sort of relax and be able to see all the museums and go to
the museums. And the thing is, I think that we are, of course, we when I start working in this company, I mean, in the tourism board, things were different because I started about 10 years ago. Some of the places were just with the free entry, but now I think tourists can organize themselves easier in order to enjoy their time here. The tourism offices, the official ones at least, help tourists to organize their visits, so you can easily go to an official tourism office and book your visits to the bookshop, to the Stock Exchange Palace, which is a beautiful place. And I think it helps to spread the tourists around the city. Of course, there are places that are very popular, like the bookshop or the Stock Exchange Palace, where you can find queues and you need to wait for some time to go inside. But if people organize, and I think the city, it's well prepared to help people organizing their visits, then it's not a problem. You don't feel that you are in a crowded place.
I mentioned demographics before. So the other thing I also said earlier when I brought you on was whether it's a solo, couples, family. So what kind of tourist do you get into the city?
It depends on the time of the year, of course. We receive many families, especially during summertime, because it's around the school breaks. Coming from Spain, from France, we have some families. But we also have young tourists coming solo. Or groups of friends, so it depends, and of course it depends on the time of the year again. Usually September, October, we have more people coming from some retired people, couples, that their kids are grown up, they are working, so they come. Usually, for instance, in May or November, usually we have groups because we also have many events, big events here happening. So it really depends on the time of the year.
And so for people who are looking to travel to Porto, what are your information that they can visit you and get in contact with you to discuss these and get things organized?
We have some websites with live chat, which is really easy to just enter and my colleagues can answer. And then I can also leave my email if they want to contact me directly. So,
well, Katia, well, thank you so much for coming on and discussing with us the beauty of Porto. We look forward, well, I'm sure you'll be looking forward to welcoming new guests going forward. And let's hope that the seasons going forward will be fantastic for you. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That's it for Take a Wander with Shebs. Don't forget to leave a comment and like this episode. And you can follow me on all of my social media platforms under the handle Shebs the Wanderer. Until next time, bye for now.